here right on 97.7 ESPN The Zone. And that is head basketball coach Nate Oates with us this morning. Coach, welcome in. You are with Scott and Steve Moulton on this Thursday morning.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great.
Summertime, a busy time. A lot of people might not think that summertime a busy time for you, but as we mentioned, you got camp starting up on later this week. That has got to feel good after going through a summer where no camps and not being able to have anybody on campus.
No, it's great. I missed camp last summer. It's great to get the guys back in. We actually got team camp today. It's our first day of camp. We've got about 100 teams over the next 3 days coming in. So it'll be good for get these high school coaches back in, get to see them in person again, get some kids we're recruiting. It'll be a team camp. So yeah, today, tomorrow, Saturday, it'll be busy in here. But it's good to be back to work on that type of stuff that we weren't able to do last summer.
Well, with that being said, Coach, what do you take out of camps of rolling into it? I know from the high school level and talking with other college coaches on how much they get out of it of seeing these kids roll through their camps.
Some of the camps, you know, like the team camp, you know, try to build the relationship with the high school coaches and programs around the state and around the area. There'll be teams coming from other states, but you know, and you may have a few kids you're recruiting to come in. We've got a few that'll be here at camp. With the other camps, some of them are younger kids that, you know, maybe you start to get an eye on. A lot of them are just trying to serve the community, make basketball better around the state, around the area. We do have a elite camp later in the summer that, you know, it's just a one-day deal where you'll try to get prospects that you're actually recruiting to show up to. But, you know, I mean, it's just – good to get back in the gym, helping players get better, helping make the state of Alabama a better basketball state, really.
Well, obviously team camps are a great time for everybody to see you guys and see the program, but you guys are bringing in a lot of new talent for your program this summer as well. Talk about getting some of those guys on campus, your early impressions of some of the new enrollees that are with you.
Well, we've got a couple transfers. You know, Noah Gurley is obviously really good at Furman. He's looked great. You know, we couldn't guard him very well two times he played in. So when he went in the portal, we kind of, we're like, shoot, if you can't guard him, better try to go get him. So he's looked really good. I mean, he can shoot it well. He moves really well. He's an unbelievable kid. Like, I really like him. So he's going to help us a lot. And Amari Burnett's been great. He's been shooting the ball really well, really coachable. He's, you know, he's a really good defender too. He's got a long wingspan. So, I mean, he was McDonald's All-American for a reason. He's talented. So those two are definitely going to help us. Then you kind of get to the younger guys. You know, we brought some freshmen in. Obviously, everybody knows about JD. I mean, he was McDonald's All-American for a reason too. And he's been, I mean, I knew he was going to be really good. He's probably been a little bit better than what I thought he was going to be. His IQ is high. When you put four players around him, you know, we're in high school, sometimes it's a little different. You got to do all the scoring. So you always wonder how well he's going to make reads when he's got four really good players around. He's been great with all that. I mean, his IQ is high. He's a really good kid. He's opened up a lot more now that he's got on campus. You're able to spend every day with him. So he's going to help us a lot. You know, then we get to, I mean, well, nobody saw Alex Chiku, and he's still, you know, he's still kind of recovering from his surgery. We still haven't seen him go live, but I mean, his skill set's high. Hopefully, he'll be able to be healthy here sometime soon.
Yeah,
but
what's that timetable with him? Sorry to interrupt, but yeah, what's the timetable with him?
I mean, the timetable with him is like the Achilles has come along, but then, you know, we've been dealing with a little bit here and there. I just think he's got to get to the point where, I mean, he can do some workouts and shoot and everything. He just can't go live like 5-on-5. So I'm thinking by the middle of the summer, hopefully we can see him go live 5-on-5. But you know, he's a skilled kid for his size. You know, and talking about size, like, Fediako's in. He's, you know, pretty much a seven-footer, and he's long. He moves well. He finishes well. He's going to be that rim protector that, you know, they probably haven't had here since Dante Hall. So I've been really happy with that. And he's a sponge. He wants to get better. He's like all three of those Canadians that we've had, you know, Keon Ambrose and Primo and now him, they just are all eager to learn. They're sponge. They're really good kids. They're really good to have in the program. So, and then the other one we haven't talked about is Jason Holt. You know, he's 6'6" shooter. He's athletic. He's got to put a little bit of weight on. He's got to get accustomed to the college pace, but he's going to be a, you know, one of those wings that can really shoot it that we like to have, that can play both sides of the ball because he's got length and athleticism, and he's a good kid, and he's figuring it out. So I like our new guys. I think they're going to help us a lot. I mean, they got a lot to replace, you know, when trying to replace Herb, Petty, Reese, and Bruner. I mean, those are pretty big shoes to fill. But, you know, we've also got a lot of returners that'll be a year older and be a lot better too.
Now, talking with Alabama head coach Nate Oates right now on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. And, Coach, you mentioned recruiting, and I take a look at the roster, and I see Canada, as you mentioned, France. It's all over the map looking for these players high and low. So I would imagine the recruiting budget is fairly large there since you're flying to Paris and then turn around and going to Toronto.
I guess the good thing is we got the Paris recruit done before during COVID when you couldn't fly. And we did go to Toronto. I'd rather fly to Toronto than all the way out to the West Coast, though. It's a quicker trip to Toronto than it is out to California. So, but, yeah, it's Alabama. There's no budget.
Well, when I think back.
I'm just kidding.
There's no budget. I'm just going to let that roll on by. But when I think back to this past season, everyone, at least that I've talked with, Coach, looks at that Western Kentucky game as the turning point of the season. Is that fair or unfair to say?
No, that's definitely fair. I mean, that's a game we shouldn't have lost. It's a wake-up call. You know, we address stuff that need to be addressed. We got the culture right, and then we came out. We won the next game going into Christmas, came back, had really good practices after Christmas break, and then we took off on a tear when SEC play started. So I'm not sure how many games in a row did we win after that. I don't even have the schedule in front of me. I forget that stuff. Yeah, we won a few in a row there. I know we started
that game at LSU. Is that as, I mean, complete of a game? Because I remember thinking that game at LSU where the defense was locked in, the offense was locked in. That's as good as I've seen you guys play this year.
Yeah, that was a fun game. I mean, when you're shooting it like that, and then, you know, and we're up 40, whatever it was, 45, 50, I can't remember. If you remember the play in front of their bench and Juwan Gary's diving on the floor for a loose ball.
Yeah.
You know, just to know that your guys are playing that hard when the game's been decided, but you still got 10 minutes to go in the game, I thought that was – it kind of let me know, like, we've got this culture where we wanted to get it. And, you know, now we got to work to keep it there. But that was a fun game for sure.
Yeah, it was 10 in a row after the Western Kentucky
one. That's what I thought, because we started 9-0, and then, then we had the one left, yep.
Well, and I'm looking ahead to this next year because, I mean, Alabama fans, I mean, they're already, you know, they want the momentum to keep on going. But I look at your non-conference schedule, Coach, and I mean, who was it that really, I mean, Gonzaga. I mean, why not? Let's play the best of the best, and let's challenge this team. And I know you got some other games in there that are going to be tough, but that Gonzaga game, a trip to Seattle or out west, really kind of sticks in my mind.
No, I mean, Gonzaga's established themselves as one of the, if not the best program here in the last few years in the country. So I got to know Coach Few pretty well during the bubble. We both like to be outside. There's no way I could stay in that hotel every day. I got outside and enjoyed the time on that AAA baseball stadium across from the hotel. You kind of go. So I'd run/walk. He was always out there. We talked, and then all of a sudden, next thing you knew, he asked me if we were interested in playing, and I'm more of the lines, like, I don't think you have to accumulate X number of wins or just get all wins in non-conference. I think you got to get better. I think non-conference is to make you better for conference play. I think if you play the best early, they expose you early, and then you've got time to fix it. So I'm not one of those guys that's trying to make sure we have 10, 11, 12 wins before conference play starts. I'm more, but let's get all of our weaknesses exposed and give us time to try to fix them. And, you know, I mean, you look at last year, I mean, Western Kentucky, we definitely could have scheduled a lot easier by game, if you will. But, you know, they got Charles Bass, who's going to get drafted this year, and they're a really, you know, they were a really good team to buy. And shoot, we took a loss. But, it, you know, if we'd have had the same issues we had and we'd have played a bad team and we won, winning sometimes masks your problems you got to fix. And, you know, I like to stretch this a little bit. Now, I can't put 10 Gonzagas on there. You kind of get the confidence might get shook a little bit there. I mean, you got to get some wins, but you also got to get some quality games. You know, we've got the Houston series that got pushed back. I mean, they're going to be really good. You know, we've got some quality games. We're playing at that Advocare deal in Orlando where we've got some good teams. Kansas will be in it. So we're going to have some good non-conference games again. We're going to be that way every year that I'm coaching here.
Talking with Coach Nate Oates right now on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. Coach, I did want to go back to the NCAA tournament and something you said after that first-round win against Iona, wanting to reach out to Coach Pitino afterwards. What made you want to reach out after that round one win, Coach?
Well, it's about getting better as a coach, getting better as a program, as a team. You know, he's one of the best coaches in the history of college basketball, and I just wanted his opinion on what he saw on our team. You know, how did he feel like he could attack us? Where could we get better? There wasn't a whole lot of time to fix stuff, but still wanted his opinion. And then, you know, as you'd have it, we end up having to play one of his former assistants, in Nick Cronin. So maybe, I know he helped me. I mean, and Coach Pitino's been great. I went down and golfed with him this spring. So, I mean, he's been really good. But, shoot, they're in that Advocare Invitational thing, too. So I just wanted his opinion on what we did well, what we didn't do well, what, you know, how he was going to attack us. And he was good. He was gracious enough to give it to me. And, you know, we used some of what he told me.
You mentioned about what you have to replace from last year's squad to this year's squad. And basketball is such an important part of this community here in North Alabama. And you mentioned Petty and what he brought to the table as well for your team and changing the culture. Ultimately, how are you going to remember John Petty, Coach?
He's going to be one of the best shooters in the history of Alabama. He's got career three-point leader. I mean, he's, you know, but I also think he was a winner here by the time it was all said and done. I mean, you know, and you can make arguments for what the best team in the history of Alabama basketball is, but I think this past year's team will be in those arguments. I mean, we won the regular season. We won the postseason. You know, the one team that went further in the NCAA tournament didn't have nearly as good a regular season record. So I think this team's in that conversation, and he was a big part of why we're in that conversation. I mean, he turned himself into an elite defender. You know, when we got here, that nobody was really saying that about him, but he wanted to change the narrative about himself, and I think he did. I mean, he played hard. He rebounded. He turned himself into a guard that did a lot more than just shoot. But when he got hot, there was nothing prettier than watching him shoot. I mean, shoot, that ball's hitting the bottom of the net. It looks pretty effortless with him. So, now he's getting ready to go through the combine and put himself in a spot to get drafted. I'm talking to a lot of NBA teams, and, you know, they like his shooting, obviously. They like his size. They like his athleticism. They like his IQ. You know, he turned himself into a great defender, so he's one of those guys that can, you know, play D and make shots, and there's a spot for him on some rosters in the NBA, so hopefully we, you know, we're able to watch him make it to the league and stay in there a while. I would hope so, because I think he put a lot into this program team for the last 2 years.
Coach, what's been the feedback on Jaden Shackelford and Josh Primo?
You know what? Shackelford just had a workout yesterday with the NBA team, and I talked to them for little while afterwards. I mean, it was good. They, he went in there and did really well for himself. They were pleased. I mean, they didn't say anything like they were going to draft him or anything like that, but they gave me solid feedback that, that we'll talk to him and his family about. But, they said he guarded better than they thought. And I agree with that. I think he guarded much better his sophomore year than he did his freshman year. And that comes with growing up and getting used to playing college basketball. But, Primo's one of those guys that's got the high upside. He's tall, long, athletic guard, can make shots. Everybody sees him being really good a few years down the road. So then the question is, is there a team that wants to draft him in the first round and develop him over the next few years? Or is he better off coming back? And it's going to be hard to say until after the combine. So we got the combine coming up here in a couple of weeks. And I think after that's over, we'll start to get a lot better feel for, will they be back? Will they stay in? What's the smart decision there? But I think we're kind of in a holding pattern until that combine happens.
How do you feel about that, Coach, of that letting the players test the waters this year and just kind of seeing how they are evaluation-wise? Do you think we may see this push on? Do you think this is kind of a one and done, if you will, with the NBA letting the kids do this year?
Well, I mean, the only thing that's changed is like the timing on it. They've been able to test the waters and then decide to come back. It's just it's got pushed back farther because the NBA season started later and it's going to end later, the combine's later, all that. So you're going to continue to see it. It's just I think the timing will get back to where it used to be and we'll know a little sooner. So, I mean, that's a little frustrating not knowing exactly what your roster is. But our thing is always, like, look out for the players. I think kind of been my philosophy throughout my coaching career, like, do what's right by the players and it'll all turn out to help you. I think when you're looking out for the guys in your program, then, they want to play hard for you and everybody sees that you're looking out for them. So what's right for these two guys is that go through it, test it, and if it takes us a little longer to figure our roster out this summer, then it is what it is. But I think they're doing the right thing. They're, at the end of the day, we want to see these guys succeed in the game of basketball and be able to make some money, and this is helping them in that regard, whether they come back or whether they stay in this year.
All right. Alabama head basketball coach Nate Oates has been with us this morning on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. Coach, we thank you for your time. I'm sure two things. One, you're going to be ready for a full capacity arena again. And number two, having the bench be all in one big line so you don't have to go through and try to find where everybody's sitting.
Yeah, I'll actually have a seat in the front of the bench this year since we'll have all the chairs right there in the front. You notice that my chair was always like way in the back.
Yeah.
I never sit down during the game. But it'll be nice to have all available players right there. You don't have to look 30 feet to the back to try to figure out who's where and all that. But, no, I'm excited for the fans to be able to be back in there and fill the place up. I mean, that was my biggest disappointment last year. We had such a good year and had, those Alabama kids and Herb and Petty and Reese, and they just, they had a empty arena. And I'll say this, the people that did get in the arena last year did an unbelievable job. But our student section was great. I thought the people that came were loud. But it's going to be a lot better when there's 15,000 in there instead of 2,500 or whatever we had. So I'm looking forward to it. It was great at A-Day when they had the place half full. I thought it was great at the softball game when it looked, I don't know what the capacity was there. It looked like it was 100% to me, though. I can't wait to get 100% capacity back in Coleman and get that place rocking.
Well, I will have you know, Coach, that this show is on camera if you'd like to see my ugly mug, since I wasn't on camera for our post-game Zoom calls. And I did rightly bring some Fritos here. So the next time I see you, I'll hook you up with some Fritos. How about that, Coach?
Yeah, I got to get you hooked up with the other Steve Moulton from my childhood, Frito-Lay Steve down to a game and have the two of you meet each other.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that, Coach.
There you go.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, take care. Roll Tide.